This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
What?
Nothing. It's a card from my dad.
What is it? Wait. Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing his father
hated
all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
I don't know why. You're happy now? I'm out of here.
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Frank invented a holiday? He's so prolific.
Oh, good morning, Canada. It is our fifth annual National Festivus special, and Bob... That might be the biggest poll we've ever had.
It could be. That could be. Live studio audience here featuring many of our peanut gallery.
They have just rolled in this morning. This place is jam-packed. I don't know how you got to the top of the poll to put the Lucha Libre wrestling mask on the top this year, but I really appreciate the effort. That's
I see Angry Mike's over in the corner oiling up for his wrestling when he's going to have the takedown. He's getting ready. What a great festive special we got planned for today.
We do. So it's that time of year. And I will say this, Bob, that normally when we go out like a few days before Festivus and we ask people to, you know, air the grievances, feats of strength, the last few years, we have just got nothing but grievances. The golf community has been angry. Now, I don't know if it's because Tiger's back and he played four rounds without, you know, being carted off in a golf cart and made some birdies, but the golf Talk Canada listening audience is so happy and so positive this year. We are just being bombarded with feats of strength right now.
That's great. We're going to hear from some people out there, right?
Yes. What we're going to do today is, well, let's get
to
the prize.
What are we going
to
do?
Tell them what they've won, Bob. What we've got a lot of great stuff to give away. We have a foursome to Muskoka Bay Club.
Wow.
We've got a Adidas Golf Tour 360 Tour 360 2.0 latest greatest footwear from Adidas. We also got some Climaheat outerwear to give away from Adidas.
That's good.
We're also going to give away a TaylorMade red spider, a Tour Spider red putter.
Wow.
So we got a lot of prizes to give away, but the only way you can win is if you participate. So here's what we're asking you to do today. We've got Twitter. You can hit up Bob at Bob Weeks TSN.
Yep.
You hit up myself at Z-Man TSN GTC or, of course, at Golf Talk Canada, any of the three Twitter handles. Give us your grievances, your feats of strength. I'm sorry, we've got a ton already, so if we don't use them all on the air, then we apologize. We're going to try to use as many as we can, but as long as you participate, you're in the draw to win something. We've got some studio audience grievances today, and we're going to open up the phone lines, which we never do. We never open up the phone lines here on Golf Talk Canada because, as you understand, that I believe more of me and less of you makes for good radio. It's just, you know, how we've built Golf Talk Canada from the very beginning.
Bob. Some of us like to get a word in edgewise, though, Mark.
Well,
you know
I told you that you have two more years on my left, and then you're going to be deaf in your right ear. We're going to have to switch. You're going to have to do this. I'll do that, and we'll be okay. So we're going to do that today. So phone lines are 416-870-1050. We're going to open the phone lines after the first break. So we'll open up the phone lines this morning from about 8:15 to about 9 a.m. this morning. And we want to hear your feats of strength for the year, your airings of the grievances. Now, please, keep these golf-related. Okay,
yes.
That's key. Golf-related is key. Now, it doesn't have to be about the PGA Tour. It doesn't have to be about anything in particular. It could be about anything you'd like in the game of golf, the world of golf, something personal. Which we've got a lot of already.
Yeah, some great shot making out there from some of our listeners.
We'll share this one that just came in from Dave Shellington, who said his number one grievance is people who do not rake the bunkers, no respect for fellow players or the game. You know, I got to agree with him on that one, Bob. As soon as you get to a golf course, and you hit a bunker, once in a while you expect a plugged lie, okay?
Right.
This is you know, not the PGA Tour where the ball's sitting on a tee all the time when you hit it into a bunker, right? But nothing worse than someone who's left a golf hole in worse shape than they found it.
That's brutal. And I, or you know what else? And I got to tell you, we were playing golf this week in California.
Yes, we were.
Which we'll talk about.
Yes, we were.
And there was a lot of ball marks on the greens. Did you notice that?
Yes, there was a ton.
I know.
Of balls on the
green. How can people not fix a ball mark?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I try to do two or three a hole every time, right? So, again, more grievances, lots of feature strength. We had a couple of tweets of hole-in-ones this year as well. So let's get to some of those as well. Actually, Dave Shellington has chimed in twice. He won his club championship and got a parking spot for the year. So, you know,
that's a pretty good prize.
Do they do that at Westin?
No.
They don't have club, we don't have that at the Hunt either.
No.
Club champion parking spot.
No,
yeah, we don't do that either. So
one guy would have it for, like, we've had the same club champion for a while now.
So. At Jeff Jackson just chimes in. He says he can't stand it where he doesn't see the cart girl only once, like early in the round. You see a cart girl on the second hole. I agree. Like, what? I just left the first tee.
Here's my airing of grievance, and I know this will sound sexist, but I played a golf course this year where they had a cart guy.
It's just wrong.
It just seemed
it's
a little
just
odd.
Wrong.
I don't know.
That is wrong.
It wasn't wrong. He was a very nice guy. He did his job very well, but it just seemed so different.
No, it's wrong, Bob. It's just wrong. So, okay. So we're going to get to more of these. Some people with their first ever hole-in-one for the year. So we got a bunch of those. So congratulations to everybody got their first hole-in-one. There was actually a great one here that this gentleman had his first ever hole-in-one. His name is Brian Stafora. He had his first ever hole-in-one at the Old Course at St. Andrews.
How
good
that?
Is that?
Wow.
That's a great. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Festivus. We're going to get it going. We'll open the phone lines, and we'll see who wants to air the grievances, feats of strength, and get in it for the year. Bob and I will give ours with Adam Scully later in the show. We have live studio audience. We've got Twitter. Hit us up, 416-870-1050. That's 416-870-1050. And why don't we do it this way? Why don't we do this? We're going to open it up. In the next segment, we're going to give away Tour 360 2.0s. So we're going to give away the shoes to somebody. We'll vote on the one we like the best.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. So we'll vote on it. And, you know, so you got to wow us here. We're looking to be stroked.
It would look good under the pole.
It would look, yeah, something that just makes the pole kind of play off the silver.
That's right.
And we'll go from there. Of course, never tinsel, because why? Tinsel is distracting. All right, this is our fifth annual Festivus special. Coming back, open the phone lines, 416-870-1050. Your opportunity to win Tour 360 2.0s from Adidas. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the all-new P790 irons with speed foam technology. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Craig, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was. At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
This new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, woman.
I love that. Tinsel is distracting.
Tinsel is distracting. It
always is. Welcome back, Golf Talk Canada. Mark Sacchino, Bob Weeks. In front of this jam-packed live studio audience. Unbelievable. They are all over it this morning. They are all over it. They just can't get them off the pole. It is unbelievable. We have opened the phone lines, 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. We're giving away a pair of Adidas Tour 360 2.0, latest and greatest footwear, foot apparel. apparel from Adidas. Let's go to the phones now. And I believe this is a great friend of Golf Talk Canada, someone behind the scenes helps us with the magic. Jamie, is that you this morning?
It is me this morning.
TSN golf producer Jamie Riddle.
Baby.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say that, but you queued up the sound effect. Great.
Jamie, how's it going, man? Everything good?
Everything's good this morning. How about you guys?
We're good. We're ready to. Now, where do you want to start? Do you want to air some grievances, or you want to go feats of strength?
Well, we could whatever. I'll air my grievances first. My area of the grievances is the situation that happened at the ANA Inspiration.
This year
with Lexi Thompson. Obviously, now the rules have changed, and there will be no viewer call-ins to express rule changes or rule violations. But I just thought it was a ridiculous way to handle that whole situation. The fact that somebody called in a day later, and she got told on the 12th hole with a two-shot lead that she had a four-shot penalty. Now, I'm not arguing the fact that she violated the rules. She did. But once you turn the page on a day, that's it.
I hear you, Jamie. I don't know. I'm thinking of calling the NHL office. I saw an offside last night in the first period of the Red Wings and Leafs game.
You mark the ball incorrectly the other day on when we played on Thursday.
That's because
I'm calling you now.
That's because I couldn't see. That's what I saw.
You just got a four shot penalty. The four shot penalty is harsh. Like, you can't. In my opinion, they could have given her a two shot penalty, and everybody probably would have been. It probably would have gone away quickly. But the fact they give her two shots for signing a wrong scorecard, when she didn't know it was a wrong scorecard at the time, like, that's ridiculous. That whole situation was handled horribly. While she did violate the rule, she did handle it great, Lexi did, and almost won it. But it's one of those, another one of those black marks with regards to rules, and one of the reasons why they're simplifying the rule book, which is never a bad thing.
Okay, feats of strength?
Feats of strength. Well, I was bouncing around between a couple, so I'll stick to Canadian. I just thought this year, 2017, was a real great year for Canadian golf, and to show how much depth we do have now, thanks to partly to the Golf Canada development program. You had winners on every tour, at most major tours. We had multiple Canadians in every major after 2016 for the PGA on the PGA Tour, when Mike Weir was the only guy that played a major. It was nice to see, and we already have guys in each of the majors for this coming season. You know, and Brooke Henderson won another two times. We got AC Tangay coming up. We got Britt Marchand come up, who won on the lower tours.
Listen to this. The PGA Tour, Adam Hadwin, Mac Hughes won. LPGA Tour, Brooke Henderson won. Champions Tour, Stephen Ames won. Web.com Tour, Ben Silverman won. Symetra Tour, Brittany Marchand won. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good run. And Austin Connolly earned his way onto the European Tour in a very few amount of starts.
Well, look what he did at the Open. Just those 4 days of the Open alone.
Right, and he made do with the starts that he had, and he almost made the race to Dubai.
Yeah, almost.
So, we're in a really good position right now with young Canadians on all tours, and it was really good to see. Really good to see, and it's, you know, for us that go to majors, it's nice to have Canadians there to root for and cover. And 2016, it was missing, and now 2017 and hopefully forward, we have a nice steady stream of players in there.
Okay.
Jamie, first of all, thanks for chiming in this morning. Thanks for getting me wound up on the USGA with more than an hour to go still left on this show. I didn't need any help.
You don't need help getting wound up.
And Merry Christmas, Jamie, and thank you for everything you do for us here at Golf Talk Canada. It's much appreciated.
Happy holidays to you all.
And to you and your family, have a good one and a safe one.
You too, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Jamie. All right, Jamie Riddle. Now, we can't give the shoes to Jamie.
Can't
give the shoes. All right, let's go to these phone lines. 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. Brian is with us, I believe. Brian Black, I know Brian Black. Blackie, how's it going this morning? Is he there? I'm not hearing anything.
Hello.
Oh, no. He was there.
There he is.
Hold on, there he is. There. You got him. There you are, Brian.
I'm here. Good morning. Happy Festivus.
Thank you, Blackie. Whereabouts you are you this morning?
I'm in Aurora in a nice little snowfall. It's very Festivus in this Christmas season right now.
That's great. Where do you want to start, Brian? You want to start with grievances or feats of strength?
Let's go with grievances because as a former long putter, I had a very difficult last year and a half struggling with about 8 different putters, long, short. And my grievance is that I had one knuckle touching my sternum, which I didn't think was all that much of a cheater, but that's what people called me. However, I think that's a rule that was a silly rule. So that's my grievance. My feat of strength really goes to the strength of my daughter as we were the father-daughter champions in the parent-child event at the Bayview Country Club this year.
That's a major, that's I think.
That is a major.
That's a major, and that's my daughter's first major, I might add, but that was our piece of strength.
Well, that is, and you know what? I'm with you on both of these. I love any time the parent-child. That's great. And as far as the USGA and the long putter, apparently if you play on the Champions Tour, you can cheat your way to 10 victories combined.
I understand that, some of the boys. But I've gone to the shorty, a lot of variations, and I've done everything but left hand low, so we're working on it.
I'm putting with my eyes closed, standing on my left foot, singing my favorite 80s pop songs in my head, and it's not working yet, so there still has to be one more thing added to that. Brocky,
have
a great holiday. Thank you so much for chiming in, and let's try to golf next year, okay?
Absolutely.
That'd
great
be awesome.
Show. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Okay. We've got, we had Gord on the phone, but Gord just disappeared. Gord, if you're out there listening, call back. We had you on hold. And we have some flashing phone lines. So maybe that's Gord calling back. It's 416-870-1050. Now, you and your father always play the...
We play in the father-son alternate shot, which is the major at Weston. And on the first tee every year, we've played in this probably 40 years together.
Right.
And the first tee... He always says, puts his arm around me, and he says, "Now, just remember, your name is in the will, but only in pencil." And then we tee off, and we won it twice. We didn't have a very good year this year.
Right.
We lost by retrogression last year, but my dad, who hasn't missed a fairway since 1983... 173, right down the middle.
My father's the same way. Yeah. Right to Angry Mike, that ball, 10 feet off the ground, screaming down the middle, and never misses a fairway. And we used to do it. Now, this year I was traveling for PGA Tour Radio, but normally we play the one at the hunt, but it was Marty and I would go out, and my dad and Heather would team up, and there'd be like a little, and it would come to blows. And there was nothing given. Everything's in the hole. Everything's in the hole. Unbelievable. So 4-1. So we seem to have some technical difficulties. I see our team behind the glass fighting with the phones right now.
Well, the Festivus poll is kind of in their way. I can. Understand.
I see the phone lines lighting up, and all I see is our people hanging up on them.
That's what we do here.
Adam, if you hang up on the callers, you can't win the shoes. Okay,
yeah.
You are not eligible for the shoes.
They don't come in size 28.
So we'll give them a chance. All right, Tony from Georgetown, and we actually have him. We haven't hung up on him. We're good. We got Tony from Georgetown calling. Tony, can you hear us this morning? No, we don't.
You can hear us.
Now we can't hear him. Tony.
There he is.
Hey, Tony from Georgetown. No. Can you turn your radio down, Tony? No, okay. Well, Tony's not with us, so we'll let those guys. Why don't we give them the break?
And the shoes.
And you and I will go to Twitter.
Okay.
Well, why don't we vote on these shoes? Okay.
Right.
So Ken just popped in. He said, "My grievance is all the people who don't repair pitch marks." So we've got a couple of those. So we can't go back to the well. Dress codes is ridiculous. For golf, maybe more lenient dress codes. I don't know. I'm kind of with Blackie on the USGA thing. What are you thinking on the anchored putter and the switching of the putter?
Could be. I got a guy here, Matt Simpson. Says I played through back spasms and helped my team win the prestigious Raspberry Open. He's got a picture of them all in
the Raspberry Open.
They're all dressed in raspberry. Internal work tournament.
That's right.
Not bad.
Well, we got to give a vote here. I'm going to vote Blackie. I like the USGA. I like the fact that he's frustrated and the fact that we talked about that for 2-3 years.
Yes.
And it meant nothing. Apparently, guys on the Champions Tour are still anchoring putters. I'm voting that Brian Black gets the Adidas 360 2.0 Tour shoes.
Congratulations.
There we go. So we weren't going to split the vote, but I thought we'd split them and leave them hanging
I think there's only one vote. You can decide.
All right. No. So you give away the next one. That's how we'll do it. Because otherwise we're going to be like, you know, we could be sitting, we need a third vote here.
That's right.
And Adam, we can't even get Adam. He's inside fighting with the phone. So
that's right.
We can't even use Adam as a split vote. So, okay, Brian, you're listening, I'm sure, this morning. Be careful with that light snowfall in Aurora, and you've got yourself Adidas 360 2.0 shoes. So why don't we go, what we'll do is we're going to take a break and let our guys behind the glass figure out what's going on with the phones, because we need our phone calls. They're lighting up, and they can just hear us, and they can't hear him. So
lucky them.
Yeah. This is most of the time at home. See, this is what Heather would like at system. Mrs. Golf Talk Canada would love the phone to light up at home. And then I'm sorry, Mark.
There's a mute button on
you. I'm sorry, Mark. Yeah. I can't hear you. Can you put it in a letter? Can you carry your pigeon it to me? All right, so let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll give away a TaylorMade Red Spider, and hopefully we get this phone line system managed and figured out, and we'll get to you guys in a sec. Our apologies. The number is 416-870-1050. That's 416-870-1050. This is Golf Talk Canada, Festivus Special, TSN.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade and the all-new P790 irons with speed foam technology. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Office Christmas gift. I tell you, this human fund is a gold mine.
That's not a French cuff shirt, you know.
I know, I cut the button off and poked the hole with a letter opener.
Oh, that's classy.
Well, happy Festivus.
What is that? Is that the pole?
George, Festivus is your heritage. It's part of who you are.
That's why I hate it.
It's a big dinner Tuesday night at Frank's house. Everyone's invited.
George, you're forgetting how much Festivus has meant to us all. I brought one of the cassette tapes.
Read that poem.
I can't read it. I need my glasses.
You don't need glasses. You're just weak. You're weak.
Leave him alone!
All right, George. It's time for the Festivus Feats of Strength.
No, no. Get it off. Don't fight the strength. I'm Festivus.
Happy Festivus, everyone. Our fifth annual Festivus special. Bob Weeks, Mark Zucchino in studio. I think we've got this phone thing worked out now. So 416-870-1050 is the phone line. 416-870-1050 at Golf Talk Canada, at Bob Weeks TSN, at Z-Man GTC TSN. Hit us up in many different ways for your chance to win a TaylorMade Tour Red Spider, other prizes, and just jump in on feats of strength and grievances. But let's go to the phone now. We've got some people on hold, so let's get to them right away. Little Curly up first, a Little Curly. Our annual Festivus call. Little Curly, this is 3 years in a row for Little Curly. Where do we want to start, Little Curly? Are we starting feats of strength? Or are we cup half full this morning or cup half empty this morning? Which side of the coin?
We're empty.
All right.
Little Curly's up a little early, and I got a lot of problems with you people.
Ooh, here we go.
Okay, Little Curly, start with the grievances then.
Okay. Well, I'm still not happy about the leaf blowers from last year. They haven't stopped. So,
they're still blowing. While the leaf blowing is still going on while you're trying to enjoy your ladies' game.
Yeah, and they still follow me, you know, for some reason.
Well, maybe it's just the epic golf shots you're hitting one after the other.
It's a gallery,
Little Curly.
Maybe.
All right.
Well, my new grievance this year for 2017, my golf club now has two, not one, men's lounge.
Two men's lounges.
They have two, men's only.
Really? Wow. Now, this is your golf club on what side of the border?
South.
Okay, because I know your golf club north of the border, and I was thinking, I don't recall one lounge.
I guess with this new, I'm not going to say anything political, but, you know, now there's two men's golf clubs down there. And the men can go in after their game and they can grumble about their game, smoke cigars, drink scotch. We women want the same right. You know, a place we can complain about our game, smoke a good stogie, drink some red medicine.
Is it right?
Well, just think, next year, if you're north of the border, you don't have to worry about stogies. You could just light up a doobie.
Oh, then maybe they're right. Maybe I'll stay here.
All right, little Curly.
Especially after a long day, you know, we have to wait for all the men to finally putt out.
Well, that's it. Everything goes in the hole. They're playing for all those huge dollars. You know, the $1 game, right?
That's right.
The $1 game. Now, feats of strength.
Feats of strength. Well, let me think here.
And it's okay
if you don't. Weather.
Okay.
Sunny weather.
Good weather.
That's always good. But good weather. That's about the good strength that I can think of in the call game right now.
Thank you for the grievances, little Curly, and the annual phone call. And have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye. All right. Let's go to this familiar voice on hold who's been trying to get through this morning. And you'll know this voice, Bob.
Okay.
This is Mama Scully on the phone, joining Golf Talk Canada, who normally participates through her son's pool picks as part of the brain trust at Scully Enterprises. Ruth Scully, good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good. Excellent. How are you?
Well, we're in the sunny south, and I hate to tell you, it's going to be about 80 degrees, and Rick and I are teeing off in about 2 hours.
Can we hang up on her now?
But my real question or grievance this morning, Mark, is directed at you.
Uh-oh.
So you end every show by saying the first good decision begins in the closet.
I said first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
Okay, always starts in the closet.
Yes.
So, Mark, we know nothing about your closet. And we'd like to understand what are the basis of what leads you to that good decision. And if you'd be willing to share a picture of that closet with us on Instagram on your Golf Talk Canada site.
Okay, so, yes. So, Ruth, okay, that's it. I have a color-blocked walk-in closet because you must be fully ready to look good to play good, okay? And next, what is it, Boxing Day, when we have our last television special of the year, Bob and I will be tuxing it up for our Golf Talk Canada audience. So I will release a lot of Instagram and Twitter in the next 7 days. It's going to be an all wardrobe week, thanks to Mrs. Scully. How about that?
That is fantastic.
There we go.
And my happy note is, like your previous caller, Mr. Brian Black, a.k.a. Blackie, I'm happy to report that the mother-son tournament this year was won by none other than your producer, Adam Scully, and his old mother.
Wow.
At Bayview Country Club.
Yes, yes.
Wow-wee.
I know, that was a major as well. I recall that. I believe you smoked the field. Am I correct, Ruth? It wasn't even close.
It was a great day for the Scully family.
Very modest.
Ruth, thank you so much for calling. Enjoy your round today. Enjoy the weather.
And Merry Christmas. We love hearing your show from Bonita Springs, Florida, thanks to iHeartRadio.
I got a better idea, Ruth. How about next year, Bob and I live on location from Bonita Springs, Florida?
I think that's the best idea yet.
Yeah.
You're welcome anytime.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Okay. Now on the line, another friend of Golf Talk Canada, one of the country's finer writers in the business, Mr. Adam Stanley, jumping in this morning. Adam, how are you, sir? How's it going? Are you somewhere south like Bonita Springs, or are you at home in Ottawa in your new home, by the way?
No, I'm home in Ottawa where it's like been minus 25 with...
I lost.
To Bonita Springs, Florida, too.
Yes, well, minus 25. We just missed that. Like, Bob and I were in Carlsbad, and it was 75 degrees and sunny every day. It was Groundhog Day. And apparently at home in Toronto, while we were gone, it was like minus 20. Now, today it has warmed up to a balmy minus 5. So the Polar Bear Club will be out there in Lake Ontario, apparently, this afternoon. This is just warm, warm weather.
So, Adam, you starting with a feat of strength, or are you going to air in a grievance?
I think a feat of strength, and I got to bring it back to what happened in Ottawa this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Brooke Henderson with basically the whole city's eyes. Everyone who came to that tournament the first 2 days were watching her. Her face had been on buses. They'd been on, you know, everyone wanted to see how Brooke was going to do. First 2 days was a little bit rough. She comes up the 18th green there on Friday, makes the birdie to make the cut, and then, of course, the next day goes on to shoot the course record at Ottawa Hunt and Golf Club. So big-time feat of strength for her. Two wins this season, 16 top 15 finishes, more than half of the events that she did. So big kudos to Brooke. Had a nice conversation with her last week, and she's looking forward to next year. So a big-time feat of strength for her, birdieing that final hole on Friday just to make the cut at her home club. So really good to see from her, really good to see that in person. And then another feat of strength from Ben Silverman to win his first Web.com Tour event, birdieing final hole to do just that by one shot. So a lot of good news stories from the world of Canadian golf this year, but definitely the Brooke story and the Ben Silverman win were probably my two highlights.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Adam. Any more grievances? What about this USGA thing? Are you on the USGA? Anything you want to beat up on them this morning? It's an open field day. I've declared the last half of Festivus. You can beat up on anything Mike Davis related for the next.
Well, I think Mike Davis is the one that does some of the beating up. Interrupting interrupting the trophy ceremonies. My own grievance is probably my own golf game. I played like one round of golf this summer, and it was so terrible. So I think I'm gonna have to air my own grievance on my own on-course performances.
You played one round of golf this year?
July and August, I played one round of golf, and it was suboptimal. So we're gonna try to fix that next year.
Oh, welcome to the golf business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well,
that's it. Exactly.
Let's all try to play more golf next year. Happy holidays, Adam. Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great season now in your new home as well. So congratulations, and we will see you early on the other side, my friend.
That's it. Thanks, fellas. Merry Christmas, and thanks for everything this year.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. We have time for one more caller, and then we got to take a quick break. So we have time for one more quick caller. I think we have Steve on hold. Steve, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Steve. Great. What do you want to start with this morning? Grievances or feats, my friend?
I called you last year.
Yeah.
And I was on, and I'm just wanted to take my grievance a step further.
Okay.
My grievance last year was the closing of Glen Abbey.
Ah, yes.
And I guess to take it a step further from a grievance standpoint is the way ClubLink is handling it, which just really drives me crazy. But the feat of strength is the fight going on in the Oakville area to save Glen Abbey. You drive by there, there's signs up, everybody is loading the council area whenever there's a meeting about it, and it's just wonderful that everybody's doing everything they possibly can to save it. Hopefully it works, but I don't know what your thoughts are on.
Well, Steve, first of all, thank you so much for chiming in this morning for Festivus. Yes, the Glen Abbey thing is it's a sad story. You know, Bob and I have been trying to watch this for quite some time now, and you can't force somebody to operate a golf course if they don't want to, but
nope.
at the same time, just to watch it grow out and sit there like a Lake Las Vegas did is sad.
I heard a good idea this week was to take, like, Glen Abbey can sell it and build a little 9-hole course up on the top, or part of the top level, let the bottom level be a park, and you can build some houses if you want to, but maybe just a 9-hole municipal course. If the people of Oakville are really so intent on keeping it as a golf course, then I think they should have to be prepared to step up and run it themselves, because I don't think you can, as you said, you can't force someone to run a golf course
right.
And make the valley a park.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Have a great holiday. Happy New Year. And thanks again for calling in. Thanks for listening. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more Festivus right here on Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Motocaddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
That's right.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You, Kroger, my son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
What? We'll get yours in a minute. Kroger, couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Jerry.
Oh, our Festivus special continues here. Our fifth annual as we air the grievances and feats of strength on Golf Talk Canada. Thank you, everybody who called in this morning. We really apologize for all the people that got disconnected. It all lit up at once, and there was lots going on behind the glass.
The overload of the circuits.
But thank you very much. We're going to give away some more stuff, so Bob's going to do that shortly. But before we do, we have one final caller this morning for our fifth annual Festivus special on the phone. Very lucky to close out the show with this lady. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? Lori Kane with us. Now, Lori, this is your first ever Festivus with Bob and I.
It is.
It's an honor. And listen, I want to do something right now for you, Lori. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Congratulations. You're 33 today.
No, yeah,
on the 19th of this month. A couple days.
And spending it at home in Prince Edward Island, are we?
I am, yes.
That's lovely. So, Lori, where are we starting this morning? Are we going to air some grievances or feats of strength? Are we cup half full this morning, or are we, you know?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Fire away.
My grievances is that Tiger is on my mind because watching him back swinging to what I think is full speed and looked awesome from the Bahamas, my grievance is that our sport needs him, and I'm really tired of all the negativity that has come around that gentleman. I've never met Tiger, but I can tell you that I'm one golfer that's glad that he's done what he's done, and he's going to show us all that he is the true athlete that he is and gets back to 100%. But my grievance is that the Golf Channel loves to... particularly one gentleman will remain nameless, took some major hits at him. And now it's funny how it comes full circle. So to 2018, I wish Tiger the best.
Now, that is a good one. And aren't you surprised, Lori, too, with the amount of 12-month forecasting on 4 days of golf and how people can get so negative and all of a sudden they know everything after watching 4 days of golf? I just find it shocking. So
it is. It can be quite shocking, but, you know, all of us know the effort that he puts forward, and, I mean, it's quite amazing to see what he's done, and again, just strictly speaking about his golf game, we need him back, and it's, if he just played 4 days, and we talked about it for a month, can you imagine what we're going to be talking about leading into Augusta?
Well, you're absolutely right, Lori, as usual. Of course, you're always right. And you've got a big year coming up this year because there's a new event on the calendar, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's pretty exciting. We see it, and it's a long time coming. But the USGA will have its first senior U.S. Women's Open. It's been in the works for a little while, and I obviously am able to play because I'm over that 50 age.
What?
Yeah. Just.
I thought it was 33. Yeah. Hold on, 33 in a couple days.
But, you know, unfortunately, like I say, it's long overdue, and I would have preferred them to plug this in several years ago so that some of the ladies that, like Joanne Carner and the women who really helped build the tour would have a chance to play and be competitive, because, you know, they want to compete. They just don't want to play ceremonial golf, as we know. And but it's going to be an exciting time. Chicago Golf Club, I'm told, is an old traditional layout, so something that I'm looking forward to and actually, you know, kind of gearing up for.
Lori, you're going to love Chicago Golf Club. It is a classic. It's all in front of you. You are going to love it. Do you have anything else for us this morning, any feats of strength you want to share or anything along those lines, Lori?
Just that if I can say anything, I just want to thank everybody for their support of my career to date and you know, moving forward, and that Canadian golf is in really good shape. And we just need to sit back and enjoy all the young players that are coming along, Brooke and all the young guys that are going to get a chance to play some web status, and then the new PGA guys and the LPGA girls, we got it going on.
We do.
Lori, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope to bump into you in Florida in the spring over the winter. And good luck in 2018. I'm sure we'll do this again early in the season.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking to you again.
Lori Kane, the great Lori Kane, joining us in closing out the phone lines of Festivus with,
yes,
on a very big high note. So we have time, Scully, to do it in studio. We do. Thumbs up. So let's go. Our first in-studio guest. We've got a few minutes left here. Chris McKee, who is our gentleman that helps us with all our social media at Golf Talk Canada, a long friend of mine, did a great job this year. So thanks again, Chris. I know I've thanked you before
thank
on
you,
the
Mark,
air, but you've got to, you know, you've got to share some grievances and feats of strength. So where would you want to go? Do you want to start?
We'll start grievances.
I love it. You're going to come out of
it. So my grievance is social media. Every golf video you see is in slow motion. Now, I get when Tiger first came back and everybody, we wanted to get a look at his swing. But golf's a slow enough game as it is. Do we have to see every video on social media in slow-mo?
So it could be time-lapse.
I love that. Yeah. I've never noticed this before, but now that you mention it, it's true.
It drives me mental.
So it's not like, what was that movie? I think it's a Will Ferrell movie. Somebody goes, everything's better in slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Not golf swings. It's not better in slow motion. Okay, I'm going to have to keep my eye open. So and what I'm hearing from you is that some of our content that we will produce in 2018 will not be in slow motion.
No, I always speed it up, even though, because I have the editing techniques. When I borrow videos from other sites, I always speed up because I'm
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Feats of strength.
Feats of strength. Well, two. First one, I got to cover my first Canadian Open this year.
Nice.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you. We had a great week.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the pageantry of the event and, you know, talked about being on a Glen Abbey and that was a lot of fun.
You were with myself and my personal physician, who's also in studio.
Yeah.
So we'll get to the doctor soon.
You know, see the PGA radio play-by-play, Mark Sacchino in action, a lot of fun. And just being up close and personal with guys like Dustin Johnson and Adam Adwin was really cool. And my number one sort of feats of strength is I was in Buffalo covering the NCAA March Madness tournament, and not only did I sit three seats down from the great Vern Lundquist, I bumped into him at the hotel bar, got the bottom of scotch, sat and had a conversation with him, talked play-by-play, talked about his great
Tiger.
Yeah, when you asked him if he wanted the scotch, did he say, yes, sir?
Well, you know what's funny? You know,
did he say maybe first?
He was with Ali LaForce, who's the lovely CBS host, and I seen him sitting over there, and I called the bartender, and I said, what's he drinking? He says, scotch. I said, it's not like one of these $80 scotches. He says, no, it's about $15. I said, okay
I'll do that.
One.
Yeah, he's not that great.
Ali LaForce came over to me, and she was like, thank you. We all wanted to order one more drink, but Vern was like, I'm done, so now we all have to get another one.
There you go.
And then she called me over, talked to Vern. It was great.
Chris, thank you for everything again this year for Golf Talk Canada, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll see you over the holidays.
Absolutely.
But thank you. I want to thank you.
And you're the real MVP.
You're the real MVP. Before we go to break, really quickly, Bob, before we end up our national hour, Spider Putter,
we got to go to Little Curly because she's a dedicated caller.
Little Curly, congratulations.
That's going to be a Festivus poll for you.
The Jason Day Red Tour Spider from TaylorMade. Well done, Little Curly. Are we going to hold back the Muskoka Bay foursome to the our last 30 minutes to give away?
We may give one away from someone who's got a tweet.
Okay, so hit us up at Bob Weeks TSN or at Golf Talk Canada, and we're going to do a foursome at Muskoka Bay in the next 30. We've got a couple more in-studio guests with some grievances. Hit us up on Twitter. We've got Adam Scully joining us for the last 30, master producer, our Festivus special. Bob and I, don't forget, Boxing Day, December 26, noon, TSN2. That's noon Eastern, TSN2. Bob and I, our Christmas special, we will unveil the top 18 holes in Canada as voted on by you, the viewer, the listener, and our expert panel, which included so many great players from the PGA Tour and Canadian golf experts. We will unveil coast to coast the top 18 holes in Canada on Boxing Day, noon, TSN2. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for listening. We got 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada coming up as we close out Festivus and the year of 2017. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet. Thank you so much for listening.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
And now, as Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
This year, the honor goes to Mr. Kramer.
Oh, gee, Frank, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I have to work a double shift at H&H.
I thought you were on strike.
Yeah, well, I caved. I mean, I really had to use their bathroom. Frank, no offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Kramer, you can't go. Who's gonna do the feats of strength?
How about George?
Good thinking, Cougar. Until you pin me, George, Festivus is not over.
Please, someone stop this.
Let's rumble!
I think you can take him, Georgie.
Hey, come on, be sensible.
Stop crying and fight your father. Ow! Ow, I got it! This is best Festivus ever!
This might be the best Festivus ever. This our poll is glistening, Bob. It is glistening without the tinsel because tinsel is distracting.
It's very distracting. It's been good. It's very festive in here. Lots of fellowship going on. Yes,
and people are positive this year.
Yeah.
Previous years, there's way more anger in the room. But speaking of anger in the room, we do have a live studio audience here. We've already heard from Chris McKee on the previous side. We got 30 more minutes left of our Festivus special as we wind down 2017. Adam Scully going to join us soon. Angry Mike is in studio. He's refusing to take the mic because he only has 30 minutes left. And there's just, he can't do.
You stupid idiot. Yeah,
he cannot do Festivus justice with 30 minutes. And of course, Festivus can't end until someone today pins my father in the studio. So, but let's get to my dear friend Roberto Armez, is my flamenco guitar instructor, actually, which we teach on the beaches of Mallorca together, splashing three irons, playing a little guitar. So,
in
our Speedos, yes. Well, now that we're both so slim and trim, our Speedos is like, you know, we've gotten very European all of a sudden. So, Robert, thanks for coming in. As always, good to see you. And I know you are, you know, we only have a couple weeks left on Canadian soil before you get to spend the rest of the winter down in lovely Orlando at one of the finer golf communities in the world that doesn't have the name Trump on it yet, anyway, because we've had. As he cringes at you. Robert, where are we starting? We starting with grievances?
We're starting with feats
of strength. All right, feats of strength. Go ahead.
Now, My feat of strength that goes to Angry Mike, who's way too modest to even mention this. But classically, I would tell people when they ask what's the toughest golf course I've ever played, I would say Kings Barnes.
Yeah.
Because we played it in 35-mile-an-hour winds and lashing ice rain. And it was so tough that day and severe that Angry Mike's face was bleeding from the and yet he finished.
I remember that day. I was in the group in front. He came off the golf course, and I said, what happened?
It was like Rocky.
It was Rocky. I said, how are you enjoying Scotland?
Well, I played the second toughest conditions in my life with Angry Mike again. At Bandon Dunes last month.
For our opening day.
And he was wearing a pair of rain pants that were about six sizes too big for him, and they were billowing like
the guy is drunk, but there he goes.
Tossed mercilessly around the golf course, but he finished.
I thought we were going to lose him off the bluff that day, Robert, right off the bluff. So, okay, grievances. Yes.
Grievances are pin placements when you've got grounds crew that have had sort of a ratty night the night before, and so they put them on slopes and
in the bunkers.
We're trying to kind of move golf along a little bit, get the game moving, and you put it like on a slope. Our number three at the
top. I was going to say, are we? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All day.
People can 11 putt from where it is when it's on the slope, and it's impossible to play, and they do it on Saturdays and Sundays, and it just clogs up the golf course like crazy. So that's my grievance.
Robert, I can't agree with you more, and thank you for chiming in, and I'm glad we didn't lose Angry Mike off the bluff at Bandon.
Absolutely.
We're all very happy.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas. Better golf for you and I in 2018. Now, the trimmer, more athletic versions.
Definitely.
We're going to have a better 2018. Now, speaking of trimmer and more athletic versions, our next in-studio guest now taking the chair, my personal physician, who travels with me everywhere I go and is a regular as well on Festivus. Dr. Jay Petroff, part of the Golf Talk Canada WAC Pack, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Dr.
Thank
Petroff.
Thank you for the slimmer and trimmer. I appreciate that.
Doc, where are we starting? Cup half empty, cup half full? Where are we going this morning? No full names this year.
No full names.
Okay, good.
Not even made up close full names.
Not even rhyming names, yeah.
I'm going to start off with feats of strength.
Right.
I have two of them, and they're both involving me.
All right.
First one is starting this Friday. I'm going to be flying to Maui on the Friday. I'm golfing Saturday at King Kamehameha. I'm golfing the Dunes on Sunday. I'm golfing Kapalua Plantation Course on Monday. Flying home Tuesday.
Can we
back
hang up on
Wednesday.
It now?
Yeah, can we? Right.
And then
flying back, though.
And then I'm flying back on Christmas Day on Boxing Day and working Wednesday, Thursday,
and going
Friday.
To work. So you're going to Hawaii for 4 days, four rounds, and then
right back to
Maple Ridge Dental Center.
Yes, because...
You are the finest dentist in Ontario. You're not allowed to say that, but I am.
Thank you very much.
There you go. So,
and my grievance is that I'm going to miss you by a week.
That's right.
You're going to be there.
For PGA Tour Radio,
Some people might say that's a feat of strength.
There you go.
and there's another feat of strength when you mentioned Bend and Dunes. I didn't bring my rain gear, just my cold gear.
Yes.
And that first day at Bend and Dunes, that convulsive shivering starting on the ninth green that never left me for the last nine holes where I'm trying to make contact while I'm convulsive shivering. That I finished 18 holes.
And normally, guys like you and I, our first layer of fur protects us against the elements.
You know what? Yes.
But no, it was Doc. More traveling in 2018.
You know what?
More. How about this? Just more of everything.
That's right.
More
Scotland, June.
Thanks, buddy. All right, welcoming back in the chair now, master producer Adam Scully, as we wind down Festivus here, and it's time for us to get to our grievances and feats of strength. So we will give it to you, Adam. Where would you like to start? Would you go feats of strength or grievances? The floor is yours, sir.
Let me just pull up my notes.
Oh, my.
He's got it written down.
He's got notes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, the fact that we only played one round of golf together.
I've already complained. So next year, we've already said, in 2018,
opening
we're going to have
one
day a month that is Golf Talk Canada day.
On the links,
and we'll just rotate it, and we'll just, so at the very least, we get one. And anything outside of one a month is bonus, but if we can get two, great, but one a month on the calendar.
Now, I have a feat of strength that relates to that,
All right.
And that was seeing the only bogey-free round I have ever seen at Bayview Golf and Country Club at Mr. Mark Sacchino. Yes, he missed a couple of four-footers, but he still shot 70, and Bob and
Mark... It was
Mark,
the easiest 70... I've ever seen.
And that was quite fun to watch. Now, I must say...
So, you know, it's interesting how my game just deteriorates as the year goes. Yeah. I just come out of the gates and day. You just leave.
You know, he came out stretching, 290 down the middle. Like, does it get boring hitting the fairway? Like,
I get it from my father.
Now, on more of a, not a serious note, but a feat of strength this year, I got to say, John Rahm.
Yes.
Everything he did this year, three worldwide wins, almost... Better than that in a way, 14 worldwide top 10s in 2017, fifth in the world right now.
Yeah.
Not bad for a guy who was 551st in the world about last June.
OHL Classic at Mayakoba 2 years ago makes his professional debut. Mm-hmm. I was there. Graham McDowell won the tournament. He was 500 and change in the world.
Yeah.
And now look, and we all have him. I know Bob and I have him to win the Open Championship
as
your view as well. So that's all three. I couldn't remember on anything. All three of us clean sweep at the Open Championship, which means he doesn't have a chance.
Which
proves, though, how much we like him. So.
And I will say one more grievance here. The shellacking at the President's Cup.
Well, that event in general is just in trouble, and I'm worried about it.
It was too bad. It's a good thing it extended to Sunday, so it didn't end on Saturday. But it was a great event overall, except for the actual competition of it. There were some great things, like the chants on the first tee. I was standing on the first tee and hearing,
Anirban.
That was excellent. And it was funny when Bob and I and cameraman Mark Millett were standing, and that was stuck in our head for the next 4 or 5 hours.
That's awesome. That's good. We're done. That was it.
I could go down more.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back around
to
you. So, Bob, before you get into yours, do you want to give away your foursome?
Yeah.
Are we going to do that on the other side?
We'll do that on the other side real quick, because there's a guy who's been clogging up the Twitter feed here.
Okay.
So I have to get that to him. But real quick, I'm just going to go around. My feats of strength. Topgolf coming to Canada.
Oh,
can't wait for that.
Yeah, Topgolf coming to Canada.
That in a big deal with Cineplex.
Yep.
The performance of our senior amateur women. Judith Carinas won the U.S. senior amateur, beating another Canadian in the final, Terrell Samuel, who just happens to play at the Weston Golf and Country Club. Another one the rink at Glen Abbey. At
the I love the rink.
I thought that was
great. What about Rory Sabatini's wrist shot alone? Where's the guy from South Africa go bar down all day?
Wow. That's right. Yeah. That was pretty good. On the other side, the whole nonsense, it's been said a whole nonsense about Glen Abbey. Mm-hmm. And we lost two Canadian tour events, by the way, this year.
Yeah.
Not Canadian tour, but events in Canada. The LPGA in Kitchener is gone, and the Champions Tour that was in Victoria are gone.
That's sad. That is sad. I agree. I'll rip through mine quickly, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll give away the foursome in Muskoka Bay, and we'll wrap up 2017. I'm going to rip on the USGA and RNA anyway.
Even though
I love the rule change, finally, I don't have to have an idiot call in from absolutely nowhere and ruin a professional golf tournament.
Yes!
Great rule change. However, why now? Like, great now. This could have been done 5 years ago. This was a no-brainer. But you got to get a bunch of curmudgeons that are power thirsty and put them in a room 5 years later to do this. How many tournaments have we screwed up and major championships have gone sideways because they couldn't manage this?
I knew we wouldn't get through this.
One rant.
We could have. Yeah, the three of us could have had this solved in one cup of coffee on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And here we are in December, a week before Christmas, and this got great. So good on you guys. Nice timing. Really well done there. Okay? And forget about the fight on the golf ball. Oh, we got to roll back the ball. We got to roll back it. Yeah, I agree that. Well, how about setup? How about 2013? I talk about this all the time. Justin Rose wins the U.S. Open on a golf course less than 7,000 yards at one over par. Why? Because you made somebody hit a fairway. And if you missed it, there was a penalty, i.e. Aaron Hills. If you give the best players in the world a fairway where you can land a 747, get ready for 16 under, okay?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the ball, okay? Make them hit a target.
Yeah.
Feats of strength, very rare in the game of golf do we see distance beat putting, even though we're all distance-starved, distance-crazed. In the Northern Trust Open, Dustin Johnson in the playoff is one of those rare occasions where you see it really at its rawest. When Jordan Spieth hit it 300 yards down the middle and had a 7-iron in from like 185, and DJ took it over the pond, over the corner, hit it 370, flipped in a lob wedge, and won in a playoff. Mm-hmm. And that was raw distance, raw talent, a guy that can play probably three other sports professionally, choosing to play golf.
Yep.
And it was just unbelievable to watch. And I'll just throw out a shout-out to Jay Monahan, the tour commish, for the new schedule that was announced that's coming in 2019. I think that is a big win. All right. Oh, I feel better.
Breathe, yes.
Oh,
exhale. There we
air's
go.
Cleaner on this side of Festivus. All right. On the other side, we will say goodbye. We will give away a foursome. We will wrap up the season that is. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening with Golf Talk Canada Television and Golf Talk Canada Radio as Mr. Scully is going to update us on our TV schedule, which I completely screwed up. It is airing on Boxing Day, but it's airing five times. So I'm gonna let the real work to the professional, to the producer. So on the other side, we'll get you caught up. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Craig, I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. a Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll. She was. At the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
This new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, woman.
Well, welcome back to Festivus as we wrap up 2017 and our season 7 of Golf Talk Canada Radio. Where has the time gone? As we say goodbye to the year and get you caught up to date on what's going to happen between now and the kickoff of season 8, Bob, let's give away a foursome to Muskoka Bay and final thought on 2017, my friend.
Okay, we got this great one that came in from Shabbat's Bucket. You're going to win the foursome. The text when you're on the 17th hole asking, when will you be home? The response is a feat of strength. Honey, we're only on the 12th hole. Frost delay. She responds, but it's July. I think we can all relate to that.
I love that.
Final thoughts. Thank you for a great year, both television, radio. It's been fun to work with the team again. And here's to another happy, healthy new year.
Yes, ditto to that. Skulls, we have a Golf Talk Canada. We're going to unveil the top 18 holes in the country. Excited. Expert panel. We had PGA Tour players involved, some of the most influential people in the game. And we also went to our Twitter universe and our listener and our viewer base to vote. And we've assembled what is the top 18, and that is going to air.
So it first airs this Wednesday, set your PVRs, this Wednesday at 1 Eastern on TSN4.
Okay, so this Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, TSN4, there's another four repeats, one of which is Boxing Day noon on TSN2.
When you're recovering from the turkey coma.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Let Bob and I lull you to sleep.
Yes. And I must say thank you, too, for another. It's been an excellent year working with you guys. And I'm going to celebrate by playing golf in Florida next Friday.
Well done.
Maybe 26 holes.
Very nice. Well, I want to thank everybody that works behind the glass for radio every week, for television each week. Without the team and the crew here, we can't do what we do, and we love what we do. Obviously, our sponsors, Acura, Adidas, TaylorMade, JPSM Golf, Muskoka Bay Club, St. Kitts, WeatherTech, Cedar Bray. We are surrounded by great brands and great people, which makes our job so much better. And we're happy to have you back in 2018 and looking forward to another great season. Chris McKee, who we've already heard from today, helps us out with all our social media as the year goes. Jamie Rydell, who is the executive producer, senior producer of everything golf here at TSN, who helps us out with Golf Talk Canada on a weekly basis. So thank you to Chris and Jamie. And obviously thank you to you two guys. Adam, what a great addition over the last year or so. And I know how much you love the game. You love the show. And it's been so much fun.
Thank you.
And thank you for everything.
Absolutely.
Bob, it's an honor to do the show with you each week. Like I say, you're the most respected guy in the country. I always say Lauren Rubenstein kind of set the bar, and you just kind of matched it and went with it.
Thank you.
It's great to sit here with you each week and do this on TV and radio. So thank you to the people. Thank you, our listeners. Thank you to our viewers. We love what we do. TV special this week, February 3rd, Saturday, February the 3rd, we kick off season 8 of Golf Talk Canada Radio. Season 8. In the meantime, run some best ofs over the next few weeks. Show will be 60 minutes over the winter. They'll cut it back 30 minutes. We will come back to 90 minutes live. Season 8, February 3rd. Thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet. Thank you for listening.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca.